Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, people are excited, Keith.
Woo, we are back.
Another Top 5 Friday. What are they ranking this week?
Could be anything. Could be literally anything.
What have we ranked in the past? We've ranked people we're most concerned for.
Yeah, Belichick was high on that
Belichick
list.
Was number one on my list.
Yeah, with a bullet.
What else have we ranked? We ranked the top five, was it Bill Belichick draft picks since 2000? They're more Belichick-centric now that we talk about it.
Yeah, actually, they're all basically Belichick.
They've all pretty
things.
Much been Belichick ones.
Top five first base options for the Red Sox.
We did that last week.
That
great
was one.
That
top
was
five best remaining players in the draft.
We did
Heck
that one,
yeah.
too.
Look at us. Look at
and
us.
And you know who my number one was?
Trevion Henderson. That was good. Mine was Luther Burden.
Impromptu deuces.
Didn't work out.
We did. We had impromptu deuces.
Well,
top
more of a Mount
deuces.
Rushmore
was what that was. Yeah, it was more of a
Mount Rushmore. Since 01.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've done a lot of these.
You know what? The top five Armstrongs in there, too.
We did do a top five Armstrongs.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I wanted to do, but it got nixed, was top five Final Destination deaths.
Oh,
in honor of
yeah.
the new one coming out tonight.
Yeah. Who nixed that?
Huh?
Who didn't want to do that?
Nah,
I don't think he didn't present. I was gonna say he didn't present that idea.
Because like be
we would have been on all board with it.
I just came up with it now. It's
Keith's ex-wife.
I wanted to play it.
Yeah. Okay. Red Sox aces since 2000. You want to get right into the list, or you want
to
talk criteria ahead of time?
I want to talk about it first because you hear top five
Red Sox
aces
since 2000. That's not specific enough. You need more.
Not well. How do you go about this? Not just you, Jones, but the listener out there.
The general you.
Are you thinking like best individual season?
That factors.
Most anticipated start, like when it's that guy's turn to start.
Okay.
Is it a longer track record of dominance or brilliance, as it were? Is it postseason success?
Yes.
Is it longevity versus, is it quality versus quantity?
No, I mean, I'll tell you my criteria right now. I was very peak centric. So like
peak-centric. Best
seasons.
Oh, I know who you have then.
I put weight on.
You have to have one
I
guy
put
then.
Postseason criteria.
Sure.
Significantly ahead of longevity. I don't really care about that.
No.
And then I do care about All-Star games, MVP, Cy Young votes, rather.
Yeah, yes.
You know, leading the league in strikeouts, things like
K's.
That. Yeah, like I care about that stuff. Were you a league leader? Were you an elite player? That's the kind of stuff I care
the
about.
The list felt like it was going to be a lot easier.
I agree.
When we decided to do this than it actually was.
I spent much more. I'm not a big fan of research, Keith, and work.
Well,
I did a lot more time researching and working on this than I planned on. I kind of thought I was just going to fire off five names.
I was up all night. I didn't sleep last night.
I mean, I spent a good 35 minutes. I didn't spend all night.
I had
but a good like 30, more than a half an hour on it.
I did it during the break. No, I literally took, I was looking up stats. I was looking up all kinds of stuff. I was surprised by some things. And I think there's only one guy that has to be on everybody's list.
Agreed.
Everybody else, you can kind of talk around
it. We're going to have the same number one.
Yeah.
I bet 2 through 5 is very different.
I agree.
I think we have 5 number ones.
Oh, the Red Sox have at least 5 number ones.
I actually just had that staff. I just had that group. I had Joe Kelly. I had Wade Miley.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
they have 5 number ones. All right, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Take it away.
From 5 to 1.
Yes.
All right, number 5 on my list for Red Sox aces since 2000. I'm going with Curt Schilling. The very polarizing Curt Schilling. In 2004, he had a tremendous season and helped them win the World Series. Sort of a co-ace at that time with another name you'll hear coming up. But he had Cy Young votes that year. He was dominant. Now, he burned pretty hot. That was his only great year in Boston. but it was a great year. In fact, the greatest year in Red Sox baseball history. So I'd put Curt Schilling. Plus, that whole year, he was a must-see starter. Like, he was, it was something exciting about Curt Schilling starts. So I'll go Curt Schilling, number five. Another guy that is a World Series winner coming at number four, Josh Beckett. Josh Beckett, not consistently great, but was really good for a few seasons. In fact, he was one of these guys that every other year he was good. 07 would be the highlight, winning the World Series. The guy was a bulldog. He was I loved his attitude as well. So I got Josh Beckett four. Number three, Chris Sale. Kind of a tough guy to pin down. I mean, his first 2 years in Boston, he had a million strikeouts. He was a real ace. But by the time they won the 2018 World Series, they had to shut him down, and he pitched out of the bullpen. So not the give him the ball like Curt Schilling and have him win a game for you, or Josh Beckett win a game for you, but Chris Sale starts were super exciting for a couple of years, and then unfortunately he was hurt and falling off bikes and everything else. Number two on my list, maybe not the ace that you're thinking of like every single day or every fifth day, but John Lester was nasty, and he was nails in the playoffs, and he did have a couple of seasons where he had top five Cy Young votes too. So maybe not the same like cachet as a Sale or a Schilling, but I got John Lester too, and then obviously I got Pedro number one.
Okay, we actually have very similar lists. We have the same.
No kidding.
We have the same five names.
No way.
Our one and two are the same. We scrambled 3, 4, 5. But we have the same five names.
Interesting.
Okay, so I'll rip through them since we did it. I had Sale five. Sale finished second in the Cy Young, fourth in the Cy Young, 17 and 18. He made two All-Star teams. That's it.
Yeah, he was hurt.
He led the league in strikeouts and innings in 2017, probably correlated with injuries.
Yeah, John Farrell's like, we got to get him 300 Ks, or you're going to blow his arm out.
He was 46 and 30, 3.27 ERA. He did win a World Series. He was terrible in the postseason during his time in Boston, 1-3, 6.35. He did get the last outs of the World Series in 2018, but he was on the list for me. I had Beckett four. Beckett, second in the Cy Young in 07, three All-Star games with the Red Sox, 7, 9, and 11. He was 4-0 with a 1.27 ERA in the 2007 playoffs. He deserves to be on the list, but I'd put him below Schilling, who only had one good year. You're
That's
right,
it.
Keith. One good year,
That's
two
it.
Good postseasons.
That's why I docked him.
But one good year. He was second in the Cy Young in 04. He only made one All-Star team here. He led the league in wins in 04. Two World Series with the Red Sox, two great postseason runs, 6-1, 3.28 in the postseason. I also had Lester, too. This is where I did give longevity a little bit of an edge, but he was also incredible in the playoffs.
Oh, he's awesome.
6-4, 2-11, two-time World Series winner. He was 110-63 with a 3.64 ERA overall in Boston. Two times he was fourth in the Cy Young, 2010 and 2014, three-time All-Star in Boston. So Lester is two on the list for me, although I agree you don't think of him purely as an ace.
Yeah.
Pedro was number one. Again, this is only since 2000. We're not even factoring in Pedro's 98 and 99.
Right.
Where he was first and second, or second and first, I forget the order,
uh-huh.
in Cy Young. He won the Cy in 2000. He was second in 02, third in 03, fourth in 04, which I'm shocked at.
I forgot about that.
But he, in his five seasons in the 2000s, placed top five in the Cy Young four times.
Insane.
Three-time ERA title winner, 2000, 2002, and 2003. Led the league in strikeouts twice, 2000 and 2002.
But I don't think anybody will ever get to that level, at least for me, of who's starting tonight. Oh, it's Pedro? Holy crap.
Okay.
Like, so you could not wait for a Pedro game.
Already I see it on the text line. Clemens!
All right, since 2000.
No, no. Red Sox aces since 2000. Okay. Right. Clemens was still in the big leagues, but not in Boston.
That's right.
I was shocked at Derek Lowe's track record.
Derek Lowe, it was very good.
Derek Lowe is just not an ace. He's
never
not an ace.
He was even a closer at one point. So he wasn't an ace. He was
Derek
never the
Lowe,
best guy on their staff, but he had good
third
numbers.
Third in the Cy Young in 2000.
Yeah.
He was an All-Star twice in the 2000s, although one was as a closer.
Mm.
70-55, 3.72 ERA, 85 saves. He was also great in the postseason.
I'm not surprised.
4-4, 3.05.
I'm not surprised you didn't have this guy on your list, but
let
besides Pedro.
The only other Cy Young winner?
Rick Porcello.
Yeah, Porcello's not on my list.
He was 22-4. He really should. If you look at the numbers, there's no way. And I know Cade Upton was pissed.
No, he just led the league in wins that year.
Verlander should have beat him. Yeah. Verlander had more innings. He had way more strikeouts.
Porcello.
Better ERA.
Undeserving Cy Young.
Yeah.
And he was terrible. The rest, he was awful
in
the postseason.
Yeah.
2016 Cy Young winner. Clay Buchholz made a couple All-Star teams.
I was going to say, Buchholz surprised.
I was going to say, would you rather have Buchholz or Porcello?
Buchholz.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'd rather have Buckholz.
Every other year, Buckholz.
Yeah, I mean, look,
like, Buckholz every other year is really good.
Also was bad in the postseason.
Yeah.
But not as bad as Porcello. Lackey and Price, neither one even made an all-star team here.
No, they were disappointments.
To their credit, though, they actually were both very good in the postseasons. Lackey had a 277
Price
ERA.
Wasn't until he was. Price was terrible.
He was, but he the one run when they won
he
it.
He had 18.
He was good, so I'll give him that. The other name I considered was Eovaldi.
Eovaldi was better. Yeah, if you look at it, he
similar
was good.
To Lowe, where he wasn't ever a true ace.
Comp. Eovaldi and Lowe were similar, where like you really wanted him on your staff. They were like way better than other teams' number threes.
He made an All Star team. He was fourth in the Cy Young in 2021, which I didn't remember, and wow. He was great in the postseason.
Yeah,
but okay, we have the same five names. Red Sox aces since 2000. Don't give me Clemens.
But you know what's funny?
What's that?
At the end of this year, 2 years. I think Crochet could make the list.
Well, I kind of thought you might put Crochet on the list.
I couldn't go there yet. I think it was too deep. I'd probably put Crochet sixth or seventh though. On all like right, like he's already pretty close. A lot of it is also going to be based on sort of expectation. But through whatever it is, eight star, however many starts he has, and another one tonight, the strikeouts are there. I feel like there's going to be Cy Young votes there. So what does he do? Because some of these other guys, it was really based off of, like, for Schilling, one really good year. Sale, two really good years. So Crochet's not far off that list.
No, it's true. And Sale was on each of our lists. You had him third, Keith. I had him fifth. So we both had him in our top five. He's going against Garrett Crochet tonight, which is a good jumping off point for what are your expectations for Garrett Crochet? If he has Chris Sale's career in Boston, is that enough? Is he worth it? Is that a high enough ceiling? Does he need to be better than that?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.